The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We will now be learning Simin Kuf Samech Ches of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we will be discussing forbidden forms. Halacha Aleph. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Lo sasun iti Elohei Chesev, that you are not allowed to make with me gods of silver. V'kiblu Rabbeinu Zichrono Levracha, our sages have a tradition, Dezuhi Azhara, this is a warning, Shelo Litzayer Tsuros Shebimador HaOyon U'Shebimador HaTachton, that it is forbidden to sketch forms that are in the upper realms as well as those in the lower realms. Vahainu, that is to say, Lo Sasun Kidumus Shamashai, don't make the images of those things that serve me, Hamishamshin Lefanai, that serve in front of me. Ulechein Aser Litzayer Tsuros Dalid Panim Shebemerkava, is thus forbidden to draw figures which are from the chariots that are four-faced, Bitsuras Serafim Vayofanim Malach Hashoras, as well as forms of the various types of angels. It is hard to know exactly what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is referring to. One would have to study the Psukim in Yechezkel to figure out exactly what are the images of the various types of angels. V'chein also litzayer tsuros chama ulevana v'kolchavim, it is similarly forbidden to draw pictures of the sun or the moon or stars. V'afilo einon botos, and even if they are not protruding, aser la'asosan, it is forbidden to make them. V'afilo b'shvil goy, even if they are being made for the purpose of non-Jews. The poskim say that if the figure is incomplete, then it would be permissible. So, for example, if you make an image of the sun and there's a cloud that is partially blocking it, or an image of the moon and there's a cloud that's partially blocking it, so the poskim say that would be permissible. On the other hand, to make a moon that is incomplete simply because that's the way we perceive the moon, for example, it's, let's say, banana-shaped, so that would be aser. So the Kitzur goes on and says, avola hashoson babayis, but to retain them in one's house, im einon botos, if they do not protrude, means they're flat, two-dimensional pictures, mutarim, it is permissible to maintain them. Rak shelo yoma legoy lasoson, but one may not instruct a non-Jew to make these images, mishum damira legoy asura bekohoy surim kemobi asura shabbos, because instructing a goy to do that which is forbidden for us to do, if it's for our sake, that is prohibited, just as we find in the laws of Shabbos. So again, if a non-Jew already made these images, if they are two-dimensional, we are allowed to keep them in our home. If they are three-dimensional, then not. However, one should not instruct a non-Jew to make them for us, and certainly we may not make these images on our own, whether they're three-dimensional or two-dimensional. Halacha Beis. V'chein asur litzayer tsuras adam, it is similarly forbidden to make the form of a person. V'afilo rak partsuf b'nei adam l'chud, even to merely make the form of the face of a person, nami asur, this is also forbidden. V'afilo lahash osa asur, and even to maintain it would be forbidden. Ad yakalko osam osaktas, until one defaces it somewhat. Vidafka bitsura shlema, the prohibition is only when one makes a complete form. Dahainu bishtei einayim, V'chotem sholem, which means that both eyes are visible, as well as a complete nose. Avim ena rak chatzi hatsura mitzad echad. But if someone only makes half of a form from one side, kiderech ktsas hamitzayrim sad echad shatsura, like some of the artists that only make one side of the image, ze ena asur, this is not forbidden. Now the poskim say that the prohibition of making an image of a person is only if it is three-dimensional. But a mere drawing, a two-dimensional drawing, would be permissible. And even in the case of an image which does protrude, which is three-dimensional, it has to be that the face has all of the features in it completely, meaning two eyes, a nose, two ears, etc. Halacha Gimel, Tapas, Sheyesh Oleh Chosem, a signet ring, Shehutsuras Adam, which has the image of a person on it, Imhoisa Hatsura Baletas, Asura Lahashosa. If the image is protruding, it is forbidden to maintain it. Umutar Lachtomba, Mifnesha Nasa Shakur. However, it is permissible to seal with it, because the image that would come out would be pressed beneath the surface, and that is mutter. The only type of images which are forbidden are those which protrude. V'imosa hatsura shokas, and if the signet on the ring is going beneath the surface, it's recessed, then mutar lahash osa, it is permissible to maintain it. For aser lachtomba, however, it is forbidden to seal with it, mifnesha nasis boletas, because the seal that comes out will be protruding, which is forbidden. Halacha dalid. Asur lehistakel bitsuras adam, it is forbidden to gaze at the image of a person, shahari nikra pesa, because it is considered a graven image. Over mishum altifnu el hoalilim, and one would be in violation of the prohibition of that one should not turn to the deities. Avo bitsura sha'al ha matbaos, but on those forms that are on coins, kevan sheragilin behen, since we are accustomed to them, mutar, it is permissible to look at them. V'hachasid nizar gam bezeh, and someone who is scrupulous would be careful even about this. There is a dispute among the Rishonim as to the reason that we are forbidden to maintain in our possession images of humans. Some say that it is a concern that an onlooker will think that we made the image ourselves, which, as we said, is forbidden. Others say that the concern is that people might bow down to the image and might worship it. There are some poskim that say that today, when even pagans do not worship people, it would therefore be permissible to maintain an image of a person in one's home. Now, we explained that the prohibition to make images of people would only apply if the image is protruding. This is, in fact, the position of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Torah brings down from some Rishonim that hold that even a two-dimensional image of a person would be forbidden to make. According to this position, it would be usur to take a photograph of a person, because that is ultimately producing a two-dimensional image. And there were a number of poskim that were strict for this, and they did not allow photographs to be taken of them. But according to most poskim, once again, the isser is to make something which is protruding, more like a sculpture. Now, an image which it is clearly not the derech to worship it would be mutter anyhow. So, for example, it is mutter to build a snowman, because it's not normal for anyone ever to bow down to that. However, there were some people who were strict that if they would have a trophy in their home which had the image of a person, they would deface it somewhat by breaking the nose or something else. An interesting question that sometimes comes up is many women keep their sheitels on these styrofoam sheitel heads, which have the form of a person. The poskim say that is permissible for a number of reasons, but where the poskim are more strict is wax sculptures of people. In Eretz Yisrael, the wax museums were made by Jews, and consequently, many poskim say that one should not visit these museums because we don't want to condone making images of people. We mentioned that a partial image would be permissible, and that is the position of the Shach and others. However, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, it is also to make even a partial image of a head if it is obvious that it is the head of a person. One of the most interesting questions that comes up in the issue of images of people is whether it is mutter to have a doll in one's home. Many poskim say that since dolls are obviously not made to be worshipped, the children throw them around, so therefore there's no problem having a doll in one's house. Although, there are some poskim that say that if a doll has very human-like features, then it should be slightly defaced. In the first four halachos in this siman, we discussed making images, which was prohibited because of a general concern of Avodah Zarah. In the final three se'ifim, we focus on a prohibition of making images or of replicating elements of the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Hei, Asur Lasos Bayis Tavnis Heichel. It is forbidden to construct an edifice which would replicate the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. Kishir Orko, the Govho, the Rochbo, according to its length, height, and width. Or to make Achsadra, Tavnis Ulam, a foyer which would replicate the Ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzer, a courtyard, Tavnis Azara, which would replicate the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan, Tavnis HaShulchan, Shehoyeh BeBeis HaMikdash, or to make a table which would replicate the table that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah, to make a candelabra, Tavnis HaMenorah Shehoyeh BeBeis HaMikdash, which would replicate the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. All of these things are forbidden. Aval Oseh Shel Hei Kanim Osho Vav, Osho Ches. However, it is permissible to make a menorah which has 5 branches, or 6 branches, or 8 branches, Avol Shel Zayin, but of 7 branches, Lo Yaseh, one is not allowed to construct, Afilu Mishar Mine Matochos, even if it is of other types of metals, meaning it is not made out of gold. Va'afilu Belo Gviyim V'Kaftorim Uprochim, it is even forbidden if it does not contain all of the particular elements of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, specifically the cups, the little balls, the flowers. Va'afilo eino gvoa yudches tvachim, and even if it is not a height of 18 tvachim, it is still forbidden. Mishum deko elu gam b'menorah shebe'migdash lo hoyu ma'akfin, because all of these components, they were not necessary components even of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, since the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash would be kosher without all of these components. Therefore, it is forbidden for us to construct a 7-arm menorah similar to the one of the Mikdash. Halacha Vav. Yesh Noagin Lasos Menorah L'Shiva Neros. There are those that have the practice to make a candelabra of 7 branches. Dainu Shisha Be'igol Ve'echad Be'emsa. In other words, they would have 6 rounded branches, and there'd be one middle branch going straight up. Aval harba poskim osrim zos, but many poskim forbid this. V'yesh lahachmir besafek iser deraisa. And one should be strict and not do this, since this is possibly a Torah prohibition. In Parshas Kisisa, the Torah tells us how to make the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil with which to anoint the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim, as well as how to make the Ketores, which they would burn in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Torah forbids people to make it for their personal use. And this is what we say in Halacha Zayin. Ho'osa Shemen HaMishcha B'maseh U'bamishkal. Anyone who puts together the Shemen HaMishcha according to the way it is done, Ramishko, and according to the weight, Ha'amor B'Torah, that is listed off in the Torah, if they did it for personal use and it was done B'mezid, Chayiv Kores, U'b'shogeg, Chayiv Chatas. So they would have to bring a Korban Chatas if they did it unknowingly. Fuhusha also oso kidei lihi mosheach. And this is only if they are planning to make use of the Shemen HaMishcha in order to anoint with it. V'ha'ose ketores, one who makes the ketores mi'achad osos ha'memonim shebetorah lefi ha'mishcha, according to the 11 ingredients that are listed in the Torah according to their weight, afilo lo osa elachetzia o shelishia, even if they only made a half or a third, chayiv kares, they are still going to be chayiv kares if they did so b'mezid, and if they did it b'shogeg, then it'd be chayiv achatas. However, also lehislamid ba, if a person made it in order to teach others how it is supposed to be made, potter, then they are exempt. We are now ready to begin Simen Kuf Samach Tes, the laws of tattooing. Halacha Aleph, Kasuv Batorah. It says in the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, Uksovas Kaka Lositnu Vachem, that it is forbidden to put into the skin a tattoo. Ma Uksovas Kaka, what is this referring to? Ksav HaMechukak Vishakua. It is referring to a writing that is etched onto the skin, and it is set deeply into a person's flesh, she'eino nimchak la'olam, in a way that it will never be erased. Zehu hasoret al bisoro. This is referring to a person who scratches into his flesh, umimala makom hasrita, and he fills up the place of the incision, bikechol, with blue dye, obidyoy, or with ink, obishar tzivonim haroshmim, or with other forms of coloring. V'chein im tzoveya trila bitzeva, the same would be true, that it would be forbidden to first put the color there on the skin, v'achakach soret b'mokam hatzeva, and then to scratch in the place of the ink. There too, over Belav, one would be in violation of this prohibition. Umikomaka. In any case, mutar litain efer ushar dvarim al hamaka lerefua. It is permissible to put ash and other items on a wound for the purpose of healing it. Afal pi sheyishaer harosham, even though it will leave a mark, Ki gam mimakaso yishoyer rosham, because the wound itself would leave a mark. Umochiach alav, and that would make it evident, shelo asa mishum ksovis kaka, that he did not add substance to it for the purpose of making it a tattoo. It was obviously done for a health reason there. The Rambam writes that tattooing was common among Ovdei Avodah Zarah, among pagans. In fact, the halachas and the prohibition of tattooing, the Rambam lists in Hilchas Avodas Kechavim, in the laws against the Avodah Zarah. Of course, it doesn't matter whether one is tattooing for pagan purposes or for other purposes, it is always prohibited. There is a dispute among the poskim if someone does have a tattoo on them, whether or not they should undergo having it removed. Most poskim say that it is not obligatory, although some say it is the proper thing to do, especially if the tattoo has an inappropriate offensive image on it. There is a well-known misconception that many people think that a Jew who is tattooed is forbidden to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. There is no such halacha. In fact, there's no such minhag or even such a chumrah, and is basically a baba meiser. Halacha beis. Now we are going to discuss a related topic, and that is the issue of self-mutilation. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, this is once again in Parshas Kedoshim, V'seret lo nefesh lo sitnu bibsarchem. It is forbidden to make gashes in one's body, meaning to put inside one's skin. V'ksiv, it also says, in Parshas Re'eh, in the beginning of Perek Yud Dalid, Losis godidu velosisimu korcha bein einechem lames. It says you're not allowed to mutilate yourself, and you're not allowed to rip out hair to make a bald patch in between your eyes, which means anywhere on your head, when it's been done out of mourning for one who died. Ugedida usrita achas hein, and this prohibition of gedida, of losis godido, and that of cutting the skin is one. V'yasurin bein bifnei hames, bein shelo bifnei hames. It is forbidden whether it is done in front of a deceased person or whether not. One may never mutilate themselves. Now the poskim say an exception to this would be if it's being done for health purposes. Of course, one is allowed to do surgery when it is for a necessity for his health. But just stam to cut your skin, that you don't have the right to do. V'afilu lahakos biyodo al bisaro, even for one to strike his skin with his hand, ad shedam yotze, until blood would come out, aser, this is also forbidden. V'afilu al tsar acher aser, even if it's not related to someone who died, but it's because of some other pain or other frustration, it is still forbidden to do so. Halacha gimel, karcha, to make oneself bald. What does that mean? Hushetolesh misar rosho almeis. It is referring to one who rips out the skin, rips out the hair of his head because of the death of another. Vafilo bisara achas ikar isura. There's even a prohibition to rip out a single hair. Vigam hanoshim muzharos bibar yukarcho. And women are also obligated to abstain from making themselves somewhat bald. Umikoshkein bibar yisrotu, and all the more so in the prohibition of cutting or mutilating one's skin.